Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Cesar Tovar. Batting second. The left fielder, Jimmy Hall. Batting third. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Don Mincher. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Ted Wlander. Batting seventh. The catcher, Russ Nixon. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dwight Siebler. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Dwight Siebler. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Wayne Causey. Batting second. The third baseman, Don Buford. Batting third. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Pete Ward. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Tommy McCraw. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ken Berry. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jerry Adair. Batting eighth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Lomaby. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jack Lomaby. And now, play ball. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar hits a fly ball into right field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Twins. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher hits a pop-up towards short. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey takes first base on ball 4. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Oliva who is chasing the ball. Buford reaches third base with a triple. Causey goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1 Twins. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Siebler fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a fly ball into center field. Wlander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Buford tags and scores. Two outs. It's Twins, 2, White Sox, 2. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Tovar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox 2. The Twins will come to bat. Ted Wlander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wlander hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lomaby fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a pop-up towards short. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals hits a fly ball into right field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Minter scoops it up and throws to first, with Siebler covering, for the out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hall. Romano reaches second base with a double. Jack Lomaby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lomaby hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox 2. The Twins will come to bat. Dwight Siebler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebler hits a line drive towards first. McCrow reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0-for-1 in the game. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-1 in the game. Hall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tovar moves to second. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Oliva hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-2, Twins. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Killebrew takes first base on ball 4. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0-for-1 in the game. Mincher hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Berry. Mincher reaches second base with a double. Killebrew moves to third. Ted Uhlander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhlander is 0-for-1 in the game. Uhlander hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0-for-1 in the game. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Causey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Buford takes first base on ball 4. Causey moves to second. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-1 in the game. Agee hits a fly ball into center field. Uhlander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Causey moves to third. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Buford. The throw from Nixon and he is safe. Buford steals second. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Ward hits a fly ball into center field. Uhlander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Causey tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-3, Twins. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-1 in the game. McCraw hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Buford scores. It's 5-4, Twins. Camilo Pasquale now pitching. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-1 in the game. Berry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McCraw moves to second. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-1 in the game. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 5, and the White Sox 4. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0-1 in the game. Verhals strikes out. One out. Camilo Pasquale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pasquale hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Berry. Pasquale reaches second base with a double. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Pasquale moves to third. Two outs. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Hall takes first base on ball 4. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 2-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Oliva hits a pop-up towards first. McCraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 5, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1-1 in the game, with a double. Romano hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jack Lomaby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lomaby is 0-1 in the game. Lomaby bunts towards the mound. Pasquale fields it and throws to first for the out. Romano moves to second. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Causey hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mincher juggles the ball. That's an error on Mincher. Romano scores. That run is unearned. It's Twins, 5, White Sox, 5. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Buford. The throw from Nixon and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-2 in the game. Agee hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 5, and the White Sox 5. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Killebrew strikes out. One out. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 1-2 in the game, with a double. Mincher hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ward. Mincher reaches second base with a double. Ted Ulander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ulander is 0-2 in the game. Ulander hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ulander for the out. Mincher moves to third. Two outs. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0 for 2 in the game. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 5, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 0 in the game. He has 2 sacrifice flies. He's got 2 RBIs. Ward hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Nixon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhaal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pasquale fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 5, and the White Sox 5. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Verhaals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhaals is 0 for 2 in the game. Verhaals hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Romano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Camilo Pasquale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pasquale is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Pasquale hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 5, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 2 in the game. Adair hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Romano hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Adair moves to second. Jack Lomaby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lomaby is 0 for 1 in the game. Lomaby bunts towards third. Killebrew fields it and throws to first for the out. Adair moves to third. Romano moves to second. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Causey hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Adair tags and scores. Two outs. It's 6-5, White Sox. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Buford hits a fly ball into center field. Belander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Al Weiss now playing second base. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Oliva bunts towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. Hall moves to second. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. he's got two RBIs. Killebrew takes first base on ball four. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. Mincher takes first base on ball four. Hall moves to third. Killebrew moves to second. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Ted Ulander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ulander is 0-for-3 in the game. Ulander hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hall tags and scores. Two outs. It's Twins, 6, White Sox, 6. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0-for-3 in the game. Nixon hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 6, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-3 in the game. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Tovar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. He has two sacrifice flies. He's got two RBIs. Ward strikes out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pasquale fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 6, and the White Sox 6. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0-for-3 in the game. Verhals hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Camilo Pasquale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pasquale is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Pasquale hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilhelm fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Tovar hits a fly ball into right field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 6, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Barry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Barry hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Tovar fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hoyt Wilhelm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilhelm is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 6, and the White Sox 6. The Twins will come to bat. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Hall hits a pop-up towards first. McCraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Killebrew strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 6, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards first. Minter scoops it up and throws to first, with Pasquale covering, for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards first. Minter scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Buford for the out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-4 in the game. Agee hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Twins 6, and the White Sox 6. The Twins will come to bat. Don Minter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minter is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles and a walk. Minter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ted Ulander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ulander is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Ulander bunts in front of the plate. Romano fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0-for-4 in the game. Nixon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ulander moves to third. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0-for-4 in the game. Verhals strikes out. Two outs. Rich Rollins pinch hits for Camilo Pasquale. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Twins 6, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Worthington now pitching. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-2 in the game. He has two sacrifice flies. He's got two RBIs. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Worthington fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards first. Minter scoops it up and throws to first, with Worthington covering, for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Berry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Twins 6, and the White Sox 6. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Hall strikes out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Oliva hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Romano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Adair hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 7, and Minnesota Twins, 6. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.